Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by the esteemed panel, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, Black Trey. Hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about Uber XL etiquette. Is every Uber XL created equally? The answer is no. We'll tell you why, because of Jerv's wild weekend. We're going to recap BMF, and we're going to talk a little bit also later about MLK Day, man, and the statue that came up in Boston. It looks like a dick. Yeah, you want to stay tuned for that. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You get the extra content like the OG pod, like the watch alongs, like the Discord, all that stuff, and much, much more. Patreon.com/CountTheDings. Lock in on that. But first,
yeah. Hey, you know what? That's a stressful situation too, to choose from which car you mobbing with. Because if it's a vibe that really feeling you, but then it's also another vibe in the other car that you ain't know that was feeling you and you chose the wrong car.
Bro, that's like, life, man.
It's life. It's a real stress out here, man.
I can't stress my shit that might happen, Trey. It's just about the shit that's like happening.
Some niggas like to roll the dice, though, I mean.
I wish I knew.
I wish I knew you wanted me.
One is close to none, man. Sometimes you gotta see if I got a second option in the other situation. I already got one locked down. You know what I'm saying? Let me try to see.
You about to get ultimate FaceTime in the car. I don't know about y'all. I think I'm a funny nigga. So I get to be funny for like 13 minutes just by like on a stage by myself. Come on, man.
Man, I'm telling you, I've from experience, man. Every time I try to play hedging the bets, that shit blows up in my face, man. I've learned, like, you got one, even if some other shit look, oh, I like that shit. Like, nope, just hold on to this one, man. But every time I try to, yo, it started. I still remember it started. I want to say freshman year, sophomore year of college. It was me and my buddy Ken. And like we were going out, and we had these two girls that were freshmen. Picked them up, like, all right, cool. And my boy Ken had a car, so I was like, all right, we got this. We're going out, and the girls got in the car. I remember before I got in, Ken looked at me and said, "Which one you want?" And I'd done all this math. I said, "I'm gonna do this one. The vibe is great. She kind of, you know, she drinking. The other one don't drink. The other one kind of shallow. I'm taking this one." And we went out, went to the party, and I was like with the girl. I was like, all right, here we go. And she started crying. And I'm like, what happened? What's wrong? And she said, I'm a virgin. And I was like, oh no. And I'm like, it's all right, man. I'm not trying to take your virginity like this. Like when you cry and sobbing or whatever. And then she threw up and I was like, okay, well. And so I asked my homie kid the next day, man, like, how'd it go? It's like, oh, I said, man, mine was, you know, she wasn't with it. She got sick. I was just kind of like, eh, it didn't work out. What about you? Like, oh, my girl was a freak.
No alcohol needed. No.
She was a freak.
Yeah, she was just.
Why was she all shy all night? I'm like,
it's
damn,
the shy
man.
Ones. I mean, you come on. I hope you learned that lesson. Yeah, I hope you learned that valuable lesson. Like, it's the shy ones.
I was like 18 or 19 at the time. So, yes, yeah, so I was like, I now have learned. But also, it was like the start of every time I try to do the fucking beautiful mind calculations.
Right.
It always doesn't work.
Well, you gotta let the host choose up. That's also the name of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
choose wisely.
Yo, can I ask y'all real quick? Because I mean, you just made me think of this. With you learning that, right? What is something that you've learned outside, you know, it could be about, about Jones or whatever, that's fine. But what's something that you heard, yo, you don't want to fuck with this type or whatever the case may be, because it's always this. And then you just found out it's actually like the complete opposite.
Oh, this one's easy. I'll start well, because there's one that I know. Every TV show, every movie, every like thing always told us, oh man, that girl got kids. Oh, no, no, I don't want that one. And then I got older, started messing with girls with kids. And I'm like, this is awesome. Like, oh, man, like they got their own shit going on. They don't bother me. They're busy with their own lives. They've got snacks all the time. Like, this shit is, and where everything is like,
you be eating the kids' snacks to me.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, like, my shit is like, why did anyone tell me this shit, man? I would have been doing this years ago. It was phenomenal, man. Like, that's the number one. It was a lie they taught us for decades, man.
Shouts to me, man, being the classic nigga, man. You the nigga that's going to be the uncle. You the fake uncle. You not really a nigga's uncle, but niggas say uncle or me. and you just
I don't meet the kids, man. Brother, I do not meet the kids.
So you yeah. slide before you meet?
Hold up. You not even meeting the kids and you fucking all they snaps up.
The first one, I'm gonna tell you.
The audacity, my nigga.
The very first one I mess with.
This nigga eating up all the kids' gushers off the pantry.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? All the rice feed all treats, up.
All the Capri Suns.
So
tearing that shit up.
Let me tell you what happened. The very first one I linked up with. And she had a kid that was like maybe two and some change. And I would come over, and I mean, the kid was young enough. I was like, all right, go to bed, and me and your mom going to do stuff, whatever, like, right? But I would come over sometimes a little early. The kid would come out, and I, you know, this is before I had kids, obviously. So I was like, you know, I play with the kids. You know, like, oh, you know, doing the voices, like, oh, I'm a dinosaur and all that shit, right? And then, you know, like, just, I'm like, yo, I'm just being decent, right? And then the girl told me, and we, like, we had just messed around. Like, it was never something very serious with us. But she was like, yo, I don't think we can continue this. And I said, why not, man? I thought we were going good or whatever. She said, because the other day after you left, the kid was crying. Talking about, I miss daddy. And I was like, oh, no. All right, okay. And ever since then, I do not meet the children. Do not meet the children ever.
Yeah, man, you was wilding playing.
I didn't know any. I was doing like I did with my little cousins
with the
and,
kids
shit, like,
and shit. Like,
nigga, out here helping. Out here helping. Oh, homework, yeah. And wonder why the kid fucking with.
Yeah,
come on.
That nigga's used to playtime and y'all watching Ninja Turtles, and then you just up and disappeared on the nigga, man. Come on. Man. Yeah, no, I don't like hanging out with chicks with kids, man. Like, I have to disagree with that. Like, for that exact reason. And like, I don't want to meet the kid. Like, or like, I messed with a chick with a kid one time, and like, she lived in an apartment, and it was cool, but it was like, I didn't like feel like comfortable when I left. And it's like the kid is up in the room, in the living room playing Xbox. And I'm just like sneaking out in the morning. Like, yeah, I just smashed your mom down. Like, you know, like it's not out of, it just made me feel not great.
Bro, I done told the story on here, man. I don't kiss and tell, bro. But I remember slashing next to the baby, bro.
Oh, come on. See, I didn't do that.
See,
that's
I was
crazy.
Out here. That's, it ain't my fault.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a 50-50 thing right there,
got
my nigga.
Baby on the bed. Baby, like, you got a baby, like.
On the, oh, I thought you meant like the crib was in the room.
Nah.
The baby was on the bed.
Trey.
My nigga, you had to take it to the couch or something.
Bro, I was like 19, bro. Slasher, nigga.
Trey was like one of them niggas. You see them niggas? They'd be posting videos on YouTube. Niggas we don't have shirts on and just some baggy ass jeans and then put on some fucking necks or whatever, start grinding on the floor.
Bro, I'm sick, bro. I had the basketball shorts under the jeans. Pulled up. You know what I'm saying? I was just listening.
Yeah, that was a wild era, dog.
Huh? I'm saying.
The basketball shorts underneath
listen,
the jeans was a wild
era. At the end of the day, bro, you're going to look back at 10 years, 15 from now. Don't shake your head silently. That's all. That's all you could do.
Will the tech police ever be something that we will shake our heads about?
No, because it's comfort. Comfort is king. This is the thing. I think there's levels to it, right?
Style.
Like Jerv wearing it, I've kind of given that a signature Jerv. But I see certain niggas that I'll be like, it's not even hating, but it's just like, it's a distaste to it. It's like it's lowering the brand.
It's like,
yeah, it's gonna go out.
You get what I'm saying?
Because,
like, I mean, if you wore it, I don't see you like being an everyday wearer. It's out of convenience. It's like,
it's gonna be
shit works right now, and that's cool.
You mean some niggas like that's like Homer Simpson? They open up their closet and it's just like fucking tech.
No, and but I would respect it. Like, I feel like Jerv has that, like, where he can go get multiple of them, right? But it's certain niggas where I'm like, you ain't washed that shit. You ain't
cleaners. See,
like
this is the thing. I refuse to get the light gray one. the light gray one with the black zippers and all that stuff. I feel like that one is.
You know who killed it for me though? Ja Morant.
Oh, that nigga do be wearing tech fleece.
Rookie year, that nigga was wearing an all red one. I was like, the fact that you could even put on all red, like, you just a different type of animal, nigga. You Bama as hell for that.
Or you Shook Knight, one of the two.
Yeah, bro, I'm cool. I'm too.
Niggas can't wear a red fit.
Like, no,
why bro. You wearing red? Why you wearing red sweats?
This nigga's wearing red right now. By the way,
he sure got an all red. Nah, looking like a fake ass Santa's helper.
The pants, Jerv, are they red?
No, but they're right here. I didn't unpack.
Them. Oh wow! Red on red. Hey, in LA, Jerv, you could not get that fit off.
Oh no, yeah, there's certain things first like.
But you understand my eye? Like, my eye is so different now because I see niggas wearing full colors. I'm like, that nigga from Harlem. Or that nigga, East Coast nigga. Because see, the only, that's, you know what I mean? Like, a nigga committing to the full colors. Gray and black, bro. Keep it simple. And navy blue.
Love me grays.
Gray, black, navy blue. I feel, you got to treat them shits like real suits. You feel me? Don't Obama the tech fleece. Don't wear a tan.
You get a Steve Harvey this shit. Here's what you need: a gray tech fleece, a black gray tech fleece, and a navy blue tech fleece. Now yes, you can wear these with any combination, or with a gray tech fleece top with the black tech fleece bottom.
Look, Jerv.
Whoa, black, and then like the mid, and then the navy blue. That's kind of psychotic to me, bro. I can't do that, dog. If I see you wearing that, I think something's about to happen.
The black on black.
No, black. If you do like whatever your combo is,
mix and match.
You do like the black.
You know what's
like,
even more nasty is the black zip lines. Like it got the. It's just a yeah. lot, and you can. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, man.
I just want it plain that's, color.
That's
no, my nigga. I need them pockets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, man,
I might put my
fine with
right
the pockets,
there.
But the black. Like, why is it
yeah, no,
black on my
Trey,
gray?
Trey, that's the signature of the tech fleece, man.
Shit, my nigga.
That's how you know that shit is tech.
Hello? How you gonna know I got the fly tech shit on?
That's,
got
why,
the
I
black
that's why I don't wear it. The last time I wore that shit was 2016.
But like I said, right now, man, it's on the way. It'll be here next week. And if I have any other cold weather travel before All-Star, I might just give it a test run just to see what it's like, man. Winterized. Wait, but I want to go back to Jerv's original question, which is what's some shit that you thought you knew and then like later on in life figured out that advice was definitely terrible.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Oh, me?
Yeah. I mean, it was your question.
It was my question.
Yeah.
So you stole my what I was thinking. Oh. My second one would be the church girls.
See, like, that's a hard one for me as a heathen non-believer, right? Like, cause I've never been to church, so. Well, I've been to church one time.
A church girl, though, right?
It's hard, man. Like, it's hard to cut through. I'm sure there's a freak underneath all of that. It's just hard to cut through all those layers of Christ.
It's not too many layers.
I actually got one, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much I fully want to buy into it, but it's such a big part of society. Like, I won't say I apply it to myself, but it's definitely not what people say. So niggas famously say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, and niggas do that.
Oh,
all
yes.
All the
that's
time.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
I feel like
actually,
that was.
They
I feel like that was
happy when they.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like that was a nigga that was hating.
Right.
The nigga that came up with that shit was hating. He just was trying to. You know how the Draymond shit with a nigga looking at Beyonce and them, and he like that one meme.
Yeah.
That's the nigga that said that. Like, can't turn a hoe into a housewife. That's a
that's
lie.
That's a big
bro.
Lie.
That's a fucking lie. And like again. Why you even care?
Why niggas care?
Well, niggas care because they can't hit.
Right, that's what it's all about.
That's what it is. See, a meme solved the riddle.
Yep.
The nigga made that fucking term because he lost. He lost access.
Right.
He lost access to the perhaps the greatest sloppy toppy in all the land. It's out the market. It's retired.
Yo. You lost your best eater, man.
No, look, man. I've never uttered the words "you can't turn a hoe into a housewife," but I won't lie. There's many a time where I shed a tear at a jersey being retired. Like, damn, man, that was a time.
That was special.
We're gonna miss you. Yeah. All right, it's like with Dirk played his last season in every arena. It was just like, all right, we're gonna have a little tribute video and shit. Oh man, those are the days.
They used to call a jawbone.
But that's true though, Jason. No, people don't say that shit out loud. Like, people don't say the opposite to it out loud.
Right.
We just kind of accept it as like this. Yeah, you can't turn a hoe to a housewife.
Yeah, it's a false
idiot. Which is, I guess, like that one's come up again recently because of the whole Lori Harvey going out with Franklin from Snowfall.
Right.
Or maybe not. Who knows? Who cares?
She's just living her life.
But she's living her life. But is that what that Steve Harvey tweet was about, by the way?
I felt like it's a subtweet. Like,
is that what he talked about?
What did he say?
It said, don't hate the player, change the game.
Again, shout out to you, Steve Harvey, whatever, and all that bullshit. I feel like all this shit is a fucking PR stunt. I don't really care that much. But it was interesting to just see grown men speaking up on her. I think that shit corny as fuck.
Wait, like, what aspect's corny?
Speaking on her bodies, nigga.
That shit weak, bro. I misheard what you said before that part. Sorry.
Right.
That was on me.
But also, of course, everything turned into a Facebook meme because they're posting like Damson and Michael B. Jordan. You know what I mean? Like group photos, like, oh, you never know who's ever plotting. And it's like, bro, it's been a year. MBJ got a whole nother vibe. You low key shaking up his house right now.
By the way,
he got a whole nother grind.
Are they friends like that?
Probably not.
Like
Michael B. Jordan and Snowfall Ball.
And Snowfall, yeah. I don't know. Maybe they are, but I was under the impression that like the picture that people keep posting is like that's one time they took a picture.
But also,
together.
Ain't nobody property, bro. Especially if I got a new joint, I'm sliding. Bless you, bro. I'm not on none of that type of time for me to be mad, bro. Like, sorry if I know it's too many unwritten rules and niggas be like, oh, I wouldn't do that. If Jay Skill slid with one of my old joints, God bless you, brother.
Time out. We too close in friendship for me to.
I wouldn't care, Jason.
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't care.
That's the line.
It's gotta be like one or two trades. It'd be like, damn, not her.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I'm not tripping off of that,
so
bro.
Cool, yo. You're the coolest guy alive.
I'm
Mr. Secure. Cool.
I'm secure, my nigga. But at the end of the day, it sounds like bullshit. I get it. And also how other niggas perceive Jason after that, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Now, if right. niggas on your ass like, nigga, you a whole ass nigga while you do it, cool. But I personally tell everybody I don't care because I've moved on. You know what I'm saying? Also, I found out some shit yesterday. It bugged me out. Not yesterday, last week. I texted y'all about it. Dog, this girl I used to date long time ago, she died, bro, of COVID.
Oh, wow.
Rest in peace to her. Yesterday was her birthday. And I felt weird because I always was asked about, like, how would I ever feel if a person that I've, like, ever messed with in the past passed away? Like, you know, and niggas always got the hardcore answer. Like,
that's the first one.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
That's the first one for you?
It was the first one. And I was just like, it's fucked up because, again, I just know how life is. And I'm the cool nigga. Like, I'm still cool with anybody I've ever talked to. Like, at this point, I know they niggas and everything. Like, what's up, bro? You feel me? Because I'm me. I feel like I ain't even going to judge it. Like,
How'd you feel?
I almost cried, bro.
For real?
I almost cried. Yeah, because I was just kind of like.
What was the level of relationship y'all, like, y'all were dating?
I don't even think it was like my girlfriend, but like. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I was in this person's life for a minute, but I was just like, I'm like, damn. And that's the thing. I couldn't cry, but I was hurt because I was like, I ain't talked to this person in 2 years out of respect. Like,
Man, like, people move on and shit, but like that, I mean, like,
for sure.
That's my thing. Like, I don't know, man.
But here's the thing of me. Sorry. I had requested this person on Facebook and I'm like, normally, are they not accepting it? Because they've grown the whole time she's been gone, though. And I never knew.
Oh, she was dead.
Yes, bro.
Not like you found out she died, like, right after she died. She'd been dead, and you found out the hard way.
Wow, yeah, yeah. That's
so it was kind of like, I just happened to be like, I wonder what this person's up to. I know they about to get engaged and married. Cool. Let me just say what's up. I look, and the mom posted it. And she had a baby like a month before she passed.
Oh no! Man.
So that's why I'm like, I'm more bugged out about life. Like,
yeah, man,
this person's robbed of their life.
Yeah,
you know,
it's more like you have a intimate connection with somebody who like went through, you know, had a tragic death, mm-hmm. and it's not like you're divorced from it. Like you really knew this person, so you kind of understand like what their life was about, and it makes it more painful to you because it's like, damn, I knew this motherfucker. Like,
but
I know a bunch of people, but the fact that like, oh, but you know how like, that's like if I ain't talked to Amin and I'd be like, yo, so how's what's name doing? And he said, man, they died 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That always hit me.
I want, now this is why I want to unpack this shit with you, Trey. Is it because of that? Like the you didn't even know and it had happened a while ago?
Yes.
Or how much of it is because this is someone that you used to date versus how is it just because it's someone that you used to know?
I think it's just the surprise.
Like if they told you she passed away last week,
I'd be like, damn.
It wouldn't have hit you as hard as
it wouldn't have hit me as hard. Yeah. But like the idea that you think this person in the back of your mind is still just like alive and they've been gone for a while. The element of surprise is just like, what? This person died at this particular age. Like,
you know, that's like my one of my great anxieties in life is when I'm talking to someone I haven't talked to in a while. Like, I purposefully don't ask specifics. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, how's the fam? That's always say that because mm-hmm. I'm always worried. I'll be like, yo, how's your mom? And oh, she passed away 3 years ago. And I'm like, damn, or even worse, I knew it 3 years ago, but somehow I've forgotten over time. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. So now I just be like, yo, how's everybody? How's everything going? Like,
homie did that. Like, we fell out. We ain't fall out, but we just kind of lost contact. Mm-hmm. And everybody knew, like, my grandma raised me or whatever. They was like, man, how grandma, bro? Yeah. I'm like, bro, she died like 5 years ago, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to start crying. And I'm like, now it's awkward for me because I'm like, that's a, like a reliving trauma type shit. Yeah. You feel me? Yeah. Like, it's like, damn. I mean, that happened to me
recently. Yeah. I went to, my aunt had a, I forgot what it was. Like, it was like all white party. I forgot what time of year it was. And I seen this this guy. So I was raised in South Central, but my other grandmother lived in Compton. So I spent a lot of time at her house. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I had some neighborhood friends like from around that area. And I remembered that, you know, one of the guys, the kids from around the corner got murdered, you know what I'm saying, on some like gang shit or whatever. And, you know, me and him was like really cool growing up, you know, play basketball, rode bikes, did the whole thing. But it was one of those things where I had forgot about it. You know, I wasn't really intimately like involved with the situation when it happened. You know, he was like 26 or 28 something when it happened. And so then I seen his dad at my aunt's party. And I was like, you know, he's like, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, didn't his son get murdered? Like, but I'm like, I don't want to ask. Like, you know, it's like, I don't want to say like, how's your son doing? Or like, what's going on? But I'm like, I think I remember like that. And then I had to go ask somebody else, but it was like kind of weird. Cause you know, it was like, he was looking at me like, it's like, oh, good to see you. Like, and he had this like glint in his eye of like, damn, like this is somebody who used to hang out with my son. Like, wow, you know? And I was like, oh, I don't want to like make this uncomfortable, you know?
That's a tough one, man. That's a tough situation to be in. Because it's kind of like you feel there's an empathy you feel for the person like that. But also there's a piece of you that like, I'm a piece of shit, man. Like,
yeah, that's how I felt.
I
was like, man, I didn't keep in touch. I didn't say nothing when it happened or when I found out. Like, I should have sent some flowers or did something. I was like, damn. And this is how I like end up interacting with him. I was like, oh, this is weird. Like, you know.
My takeaway is don't beat yourself up, but understand life be fucking life in. That's it.
Life be fucking life.
I was like, God damn. But Don, you know, shout out to Don, friend of the pod. He like, we at that age, huh?
Damn, bro.
And that's another thing that you also got to look at it. So if you were 16, 17, you watching your parents go through like shit, like, damn, they homie passed. We at that age now where we like, that shit gonna sound more common.
I'm gonna tell y'all some real shit that I've been thinking about for a few weeks now. I did the math in my head. I realized that I am the same age my father was when his father passed away. And I'm like, damn, I remember what my dad was like. And that was a grown man, like just responsible and get shit done. And I'm like, I'm nowhere near that shit, man. Like, I'm not even close to being any of that. So that when you start doing the math, like you said, of like, oh, we're getting to that age now where you're going to start hearing people, you know, passing away, this, that, the other. Who was it that recently passed away, got sick and just, was there somebody, some celebrity, I can't remember who it was, but it just hit me like, oh my God, like that's my age group now. Motherfuckers getting cancer and shit. So life be life in, man. And that's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. No pod returns this week. So we took a few weeks off. I know, you know, if you're a Patreon, you heard why we took a few weeks off of that, but we're back. We're going to bring it back to you. Me, Trey, Waz, Tom, and Zach. Also, the Discords, the watch-alongs. We need to do one of these playoff games at some point. Maybe next week. I don't know. Be on the lookout for that if you're a Patreon. Shout out to Trey. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Big Jerv. I'm Amina Hassan. To remind you to stay black, motherfucker.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.